Yesterday, she specifically focused on the history of the Archer House. She gave a program last night at the Northfield Public Library. And being the Northfield Public Library, there was a throng of people who wanted to see it, but it was for pre-registration, so a number of walk-ins weren't able to see it. A lot of people weren't able to make it to the event. So for folks who were unable to attend live, it will be premiering on Northfield Public Broadcasting Channel 187 on September 24th at 6 o'clock p.m., and that'll also be available for streaming in perpetuity.
Yeah, interesting. And she gets some interesting perspectives from people who have owned it or been associated, affiliated with the Archer House.
Yeah, beautiful anecdotes. And the thing about, you know, filming things and putting things on television, nothing really can beat being there live. And what's really special about the event is she got in contact with so many people who have been involved in the Archer House for years and years and years. And so having all of those people in the same room was really special. So we capture a little bit of that, but obviously the energy can't be replaced.
All right. Sam Temple with us with Northfield Public Broadcasting. What else have you been working on?
Well, tomorrow we are getting a live stream from the Capitol. There is a 9/11 memorial at the Minnesota State Capitol tomorrow morning at 7:30 a.m. That is going for 3 hours. From 7:30 to 11 o'clock. And that will be a lovely service, and we will be getting it live from the Capitol there.
Why, 20 years.
It's
20th anniversary of the event. Mm-hmm. Doesn't seem possible, but that's worth checking out. And you're going to cover that live.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So one of our partner stations will be there, and they'll be sending us the broadcast feed from there.
All right. Good to hear.
Yeah.
Good to know.
Yeah. The Saints will be on tomorrow night as well. We've got the St. Paul Saints at 6 o'clock. I think they're in similar standing to the Twins, but they're still fun to watch.
They are still fun to watch.
And it's always fun to have the Saints on NPB. And this weekend, we also have a really exciting new event that the Northfield Public Library has put on, and that is the NPL Booker Awards. That is their stop motion animation film festival that they put on. Kids from the Summer Blast program put together stop motion animation films with Legos and original sound effects. All they had was Legos and iPads to put it together, and they put together some fun stuff. They capped the whole thing off by having an event at the Northfield Middle School, and they've got, you know, that beautiful theater with the big screen, so they all got to watch and laugh and see everyone's project. So that was a lot of fun to put together. And then the Booker Awards, as they call, you know, the Oscars, the Emmys, the Bookers, is their awards. So they've got, you know, Best Picture, Best Sound Design, all that stuff. So that'll be coming out this weekend as well. And it's so much fun to see what the kids put together.
Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Is that, so will all the films be shown
as
well?
That's okay. Right. So we start out saying, okay, here's what the program is, here's the awards. And then after that, we show all of the films. So that's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, sounds like a lot of fun. Now, you're not only a movie buff, but you're like a movie producer, director and stuff of such. So were you involved with that at all?
But I was able to see it. I know some of my collaborators were involved in it, and it was a lot of fun hearing about the stuff that they were able to do, because, you know, they know what they're talking about. The kids know what they want. They're auteurs. They know what they're looking for with the stories they want to tell. And they put together some really fun stuff.
Looking forward to that. It should be a lot of fun. And when will that be shown again?
That'll be shown this Sunday.
This Sunday?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting is with us right now. What else? Anything else going on?
There's always more going on. You know, if you've missed some of the community events from the last month, we've got two performances from the Vintage Band Festival that we'll be showing on Northfield Public Broadcasting. They're available now if you want to stream it at any time. We have a highlight reel from Night to Unite. That was a lot of fun to put together. I got to ride along with Chief Elliott and follow him around with the camera and just seeing him interact, seeing the different pieces of the community coming together, having these outside gatherings, these outside community picnics. It was absolutely delightful.
Yeah, it's
in a beautiful way. Beautiful way to spend a summer evening. And if you want information on the Lights On program, which is a voucher system for motorists who are having issues with their lights that the Northfield Police Department has been putting on. Mark Elliott did a video about that, video about body-worn cameras. So there's lots of good information there. And next week, this is the most exciting piece of information. This is a scoop here.
All right.
Talking about hydrant flushing.
Ooh.
Kara Trigstad, the communication specialist, has put together some, I think it's about as exciting as hydrant flushing can get. She's put together some great videos on it, some great visual work, and you know what? You need good visuals when you're talking about some municipal stuff like that. So if you want information about hydrant flushing in your neighborhood, what that process is like, that video will be coming out next week. So look for that.
All right. Well, Sam, thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it. And you did an excellent job warming up for Kathy.
Thank you. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Jay Leno. Yeah.
Thanks again.
Thanks so much.
We'll see you. Sam Temple from Northfield Public Broadcasting, NPB.